This is Earth and Sky with a story about bird banding in North America.
John James Audubon is the first person known to band birds in North America. 200 years ago, in 1803, the young naturalist tied silver threads to the legs of baby eastern phoebes. He wondered if the birds would return as adults to the orchard where they'd hatched, and they did.
Today, the National Bird Banding Laboratory in Laurel, Maryland, oversees researchers who band more than a million birds every year. Banding studies help scientists learn where birds go on migration, how far they fly, and what routes they follow.
Consider the chimney swift, a common summer resident of North America. Just a few decades ago, scientists had no idea where swifts go in winter. By 1943, nearly 375,000 chimney swifts had been banded in the United States and southern Canada. The following year, the American Embassy in Lima, Peru, recovered 13 of the bird bands from indigenous people. These birds are now known to winter in the central Amazon basin.
Banding also reveals how long birds live. One banded Laysan albatross was found to be more than 42 years old. Thanks to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, supporting the conservation of native fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.